this house, it was built by Virgil back in the early 1940s. He built it one block at a time with a cement mixer and a block form. So as he started building, the caretakers are their house. He had an order for building a boat. And so he stopped building the house. He built the pool barn.
Did he already know how to build boats?
Yes, he did. Well, yeah, because he had been building boats before he came out on the property. So they lived in what was known as a little tool shed on the property, because Dorothy loved this property. She didn't want to stay in Portland where they were living. She wanted to be out here with Virgil and on this piece of property. So they lived in a tool shed for
at least two years.
While he built a boat and worked on his house.
And I complain about cutting the lawn.
They were married just shy of 50 years.
So a bunch of this wall was lost in 96 as well.
Really? Yeah.
You tell me the water was this high?
It wasn't this high, but so much rain and so much wetness. Yeah, so this kind of came this way. So we pulled that back, and then we built this wall and tried to kind of match up the forms as well as we could.
I think you guys did pretty good.
So you could get kind of roughly the same effect with the exposed. Yeah. So now it looks like it's kind of bad here.
These were also Dorothy's garden beds that she cultivated and loved. Back before she died, she ended up having cancer, but continued to live on the property by herself and tend her gardens. And when she passed away, she was found right here where this beast statue is.
Really?
So she died in an area that she loved, which was her gardens. So this represents Dorothy and her. And it also represents the geese that she and Virgil fed all throughout the years that they lived here. They would fill their garage full of bird seed and feed the geese, the wild waterfowl all year long. So he also had, I don't know if we've got an example of it, I think there's one. He also created feeding stations for the deer and wildlife out of old tuna cans.
Isn't that one?
Yes. This is one of his feeding stations, but he had these throughout the property. And the animals would come, and I had the wonderful experience of being able to come onto her property in her later years as a Meals on Wheels person. So my son at 3 years old and I would come in here, and we would drive, and the waterfowl would just part, and there would be so many birds and animals over here. It was just pretty crazy.
Not to mention the 10,000 rats that were in the garage.
Well,
you know how to rats or bats.
It's wild rats.
This is Dorothy and Virgil.
So the feed was still here when Dorothy left us.
Is that right?
Yeah, so.
There you go.
So, yeah, so there was a garage full of bird seed that turned out to be a garage full of rats.
And this is right where they were sitting to have this picture
taken. Oh, I love it.
So that is
so nice.
Where it is. Yeah. That was on his 90th birthday.
We have trails
that we won't go on. There's this trail right here that parallels the Willamette River and goes into Burnside Park and comes out on Edgewater, a housing development. But if you take a right before the housing development, you go down to the river, and it's a pretty flat. Oh, how long is it? Half a mile?
Maybe,
half a mile.
Oh, I've been on it.
And then over here by our porta potty is our most recent trail that was put in by Boy Scouts in the city. It crosses the Maddox River twice with bridges, beautiful bridges, that ends up at the Westland Library.
Right.
About Virgil and his boat building. We've done a lot of extensive research. Those two tomes down there, those notebooks that you see, are nothing but facts and information. pictures of Dorothy and Virgil. One book is nothing but his boats. So in doing the research on Virgil and his boats, we have discovered that he's built at least 11 boats here on the property. So in his boat barn, he not only designed his boats, but he built them and launched them from this location.
That's the barn.
Right down, yeah, we can do that.
We gotta see this.
Give our heron watch just a boost by creating some kids' activities. And so she created heron wings that are the life-size width of the heron wings of an adult and then a young one. And kids and adults, too, can put these wings on and flap around and test their skills at flying with wings. So, and she's got rope here.
Kids in a nest.
Yeah, so the rope represents a nest, and we have twigs that they can build a nest with. We have eggs that represent the size and weight of a heron egg, and it's a lot of fun. Kids just have a great time. Adults do too. And if you've never been to one of our heron watches, you need to come. They are once a month from March through June. We're done for the season. This is our fifth year that we've been doing the heron watch.
The picture is here.
These are life-size renditions of the birds. So from 4 to 6 weeks of age, that's how tall they are.
Hey, control yourself.
Okay, this is our volunteers have been excavating in a way the rail system that was still here, buried under all the soil. Member of the Maddoxes, and it's a perfect, beautiful picture of the launch.
And it's a steel boat.
And it's right,
right
there.
Steel. It was one of his two boats that we know of that he built steel.
He had three steel-hulled boats. He originally built wooden boats, but he learned that these are commercial fishing boats, so they're anywhere from 40 feet to 57 feet, and some of them are a pleasure combination commercial fishing boat. So he felt that steel hull boats were much better in ocean-going commercial fishing vessels. So he taught himself his welding and how to construct steel hull boats on his own, and then he built three of those boats. One of them was 57 feet long, and here one was 47 and I think 52 feet long. So he's an amazing guy. He was in World War I, World War II. He was self-taught. He had a 8th grade education, but he was well wise beyond his means. Yeah.
And so,
imagine.
Yes, most all of them, every boat that I've been able to figure out, you know, been able to get really good data on, they're all still being used as commercial fishing boats. Yeah, he was real popular along the Pacific coast for building boats that were seamless. So most boats of that size had seams, had joints in it. But he would come down here, and this was during the rafting. This was back in the 40s. A lot of his boats were built in the 40s and the low 50s. Some were into the 60s. But the log rafts were floating down this way at that time, and they would break up. And at the time, those are not identified. Now, logs are identified in the raft system, but back then they weren't. So it was anybody's luck. So he would use his carriage system here and come along, and I'm not sure what else, and he would pull those logs in here and drop them over into a gully. So I'm assuming that it might be over here where the river is. Don't know for sure. And then he would use those logs to create his boats and be able to get away with not having seams in their boats. So
wow. Sounds like a character.
So our volunteers have worked very hard to expose the carriage.
So did you not know that?
I mean, we knew parts of this were here, but this was all...
No, we did not know until we started.
No.
It got covered up in the flood.
It got covered up.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of dirt has been...
Got covered up in the
This has been an ongoing project for 14 years.
I mean, where you actually discovered that, hey, there's...
I think we started back at the foundation, exposing the foundation and seeing that there was a rail system next to the foundation working backwards.
Do you have a lot of people taking their kayaks down here?
We do have people bringing their kayaks down here. I think there was a time, and Kim might know this more than I do, I think the Army Corps of Engineers used those old grinding stones to shore up the banks of the river, and they're in many different places in the Willamette River. We think this one was used by Virgil, somehow with his ropes and chains, but we're not quite sure how.
The ballast. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It is not from the mill. It's older than the mill.
Is it older than the mill? Okay. Well, I didn't know that. Okay. Yeah. So, this little platform was just recently built. Don't know if I should comment on that too much. But beaver are evidence because when this was finished, the beaver started chewing on it. So...